Well, the review of Louisville Metro Animal Services is due to Mayor Greg Fisher next week. He's going to determine what steps will be taken next to find a permanent director and to determine which services the city will continue to provide or bid to outside agencies. For years, reports of inhumane treatment of animals, mistreatment of employees, and poor management have plagued LMAS. Agency's gone through three interim directors in the past 2 years. WFPL's political editor Philip M. Bailey is here to give us a briefing. What is the status of the search for the permanent director right now?
Well, since Mayor Fisher took office, the administration expected to pick a permanent director in April. They missed that deadline, obviously, because they weren't happy with the field of candidates and they wanted to widen the search. So the search committee is doing that in order to find a new director. We talked to No Kill Louisville president and director search committee member Jessica Reed about how they decided to widen the search after failing to find a replacement.
We decided to have a discussion with the audit team or the review team, whatever you want to call them, to see where they were and kind of find out what kind of skills the person should be that's leading it. And their assessment at the time was that things that basically the shelter has no infrastructure. There's no checks and balances for things. They may be in place, but there's no leadership to really make them happen currently.
And that issue with leadership has been at the center of the problems at LMAS, mm-hmm. where the problems seem to have problems. There, like you said, Todd, earlier, there have been many different directors since Dr. Gilles Meloche. He resigned in December 2009. After him, his deputy took over as interim director, Wayne Zielinski. He left in January of 2011 amidst controversy that he was running a security website for adult entertainment services. Then Debbie Fox from Metro Safe took over. She was supposed to be a placeholder. She left in April of 2011. And now Susan Neumeier, she's the current interim director, the interim director. So that lack of leadership has been a concern for both supporters and critics of the agency, particularly Metro Councilman Kelly Downard, who has been pleased with the administration's role thus far, but says the changes should have been made to LMAS yesterday.
Is the LMAS going in the right direction? No. I mean, there's no leadership. And lacking proper leadership and control of that leadership, we're struggling to stay above water. There are some valiant employees out there who are really working hard, but they're very disheartened. They have to be. And I can't help them not be disheartened. I have told them in the past that the light at the end of the tunnel is here, but it's moving kind of slowly. And every day they go through some pain. So I hope that we make a resolution soon. I believe that we will. But I think the process that the mayor's gone through, surprising as it sounds for me to say, has been correct. I mean, he's not going to screw up another time on an agency that has had a lot of misdirection.
That's Metro Councilman Kelly Downard. Now, we mentioned that some of the services could be bid out to other agencies. Walk me through that a little bit.
Well, the city would still run animal control, but sources on both sides, both in the administration and who are on the search committee with rescue groups and animal organizations, they have said that there has been discussions with certain agencies, particularly the Kentucky Humane Society, about potentially phasing out and duplicating the certain services that are duplicated, such as adoptions, and privatizing, essentially, some of those services. The mayor's spokesperson, Chris Pointer, says that the finance department has talked with KHS, but there is no specific plan, that if any services were privatized, they would go through a bidding process. The contracts would be bidded out. That would still, however, cause some difficulties in negotiations, as Councilman Downard points out.
The trade-off, wherever it happens, needs to be pretty seamless, and that means an enormous amount of cooperation. That's hard. Wherever it is, it's going to be hard to accomplish because you have a difference of whose fault is what. I mean, the finger pointing starts. So, I mean, you have to make sure that whatever, wherever the outsourcing starts and ends, it's very clear, both sides are aware, and there's competent people on both sides that can work through that and not try to just not be in trouble. I mean, that poor agency's been trying to figure out how not to be in trouble for a long time.
He's absolutely right. So a lot is going to ride on this report, not only the next director, but also this question of what services might continue with the agency and what ones might be farmed out. When is the report released?
Well, the report will be released after Mayor Fisher has a chance to review it. Once he digests that next week, then it will then be made available to the public. Sources in the administration and in animal groups say that review is unflattering, that it's a sobering report at best. It's not good at all for LMAS. And from there, that will accelerate the process of picking a permanent director and whether we will have a decision on whether to privatize certain services that LMAS functions at now, or to continue them under the city banner. That will all be determined by this audit, which the mayor will read next week.
Just so I have this correctly, the entirety of that report will be made public?
It should be. I mean, the administration has indicated that that full report will be available to the media and to the public after the mayor has a chance to review it, and after members of his administration have a chance to digest it, and it'll be disseminated to both the search committee and to others who are supporters and critics of this agency.
All right, Philip, thank you. We're following this story, and we're in fact going to have a story later today on WFPL News and on WFPL.org about a new notification system that the administration has created to streamline adoptions. And so Philip is going to be looking into that as well as other members of the news team.